The international border runs right through the communities of Stanstead, Quebec, and Derby Line, Vermont, and the region has shared an economy and a culture for hundreds of years. The Trump administration upset that balance, but the people who live along the border say their connections are as tight as ever. And there's a new community theater company that's looking to recognize and celebrate those connections. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
So thank you all for coming out to our launch today. We are Mem for Magog Community Theater.
Yay! The Mem for Magog Community Theater introduced themselves to the public on a cloudy Sunday afternoon at the Haskell Free Library and Opera House, which straddles the international border in Derby Line and has hosted art and cultural events for audiences from Vermont and Quebec for more than 100 years. The theater company chose its name to recognize nearby Lake Mem for Magog, which also spans the border. The board is made up of theater veterans who wanted to start a company that was more accessible to people who are new to theater. They have a night of one-act plays scheduled for August and hope to produce a musical next year. Board member Kelly Newton said the company has members from Canada and the United States, and they came together with the hope of producing plays on both sides of the border.
When there is so much rhetoric, you know, on especially on the American side of the border, that we should think of ourselves as us versus them or whatever, anyone who's ever been part of a theatrical production knows that that's not how it feels, and it doesn't matter who's a part of your cast or what side of this border that they live on.
The political relationship between Canada and the United States has been rocky since the start of the second Trump administration a little over a year ago. Passenger crossings into Vermont were down almost 28% last year, according to the Vermont Agency of Commerce and Community Development. Anthony Coulomb lives in nearby Aerescliff, Quebec, and he said Canadians used to be able to walk across the border and enter through the Haskell Library's front door, but the Trump administration changed that. I met him out back at the new Canadian entrance, which is still under construction.
Now you'll be arrested if you go across those rocks. So, you know, what can you do? This is the times, you know? But who knows? When the regime changes in 2.5 years, maybe that'll all come back.
The members of the Mem for Magog Community Theater did not start their organization as a political statement. There are no soapbox proclamations on their website about uniting the two countries. Theater company member Ross Murray, who lives in Stanstead, Quebec, said the folks who live up here still see themselves as a single community.
The border is very artificial in a lot of ways, especially the closer you get to it. And here, in this particular venue, where you have Canadians and Americans intermingling with each other, that really doesn't happen in a lot of other places to this degree. So we're not doing this because of politics. We're really doing it in spite of politics.
The doors of the Haskell opened at 2:30, and the library was soon packed with more than 70 people, walking around with sheets of paper and pencils, trying to solve a murder.
Make an orderly line that isn't stepping over the crime scene.
Heather McEwen lives in Newport, and she comes over to Derby Line to see a show whenever she can.
Especially now. It is exceedingly important for this country and Canada to join. And if we can join in the arts, I believe the arts will save the world. Poetry, music, theater. So I think it's beautiful. And this group, I know them. They're fabulous. They're young. They're energetic. They're brilliant. And they love where we live. So they're going to be a very positive force.
Mem for Magog Community Theater will produce a locally written play at the end of October. It will be a fundraiser for the Haskell Library's new entrance on the Canadian side of the border. Howard Weiss-Tisman, Vermont Public.